How long has it been since you've been blessed with the breath of God in your soul? Felt a quickening there. It was a peace that you knew Christ was inside of you, leading you and guiding you. And it just seems like the hunger that you have, all the desires of this world has just faded from view. I don't desire it. I don't desire it. Brother Chuck, I despise the spirit of this world. The earth is beautiful. Yes, it is. I told Brother Jason this morning, I said, I looked out my looked outside of my window this morning and I saw the trees a turning a beautiful red and a yellow and a golden color.
Yep.
God's big handiwork in his coloring book. You know, God has revealed himself to us many, many, many ways. Stopped at a traffic light and looked over on the line, the big line, the electric line that went over. The dew was heavy. And I saw a big dewdrop hanging on the line. And it was just the way the sun was shining. Its rays hit that one big dewdrop. It was as big as my thumb. And he was getting ready to drop down to the pavement. I said, Lord, I can see your beauty in so many little things. I see your nearness. I see how that you've taken care. You care for us. Can you praise him this morning? If he cares enough for the little sparrow that they don't have to sow and plant and reap and gather into barns, don't you think he'll take care of you? Oh, ye of little faith, why worry? Why worry? You can't make the little lily grow. You can't clothe it in little garments of beauty. Solomon couldn't even deck himself with the beauty of a lily. But God says, I know how. I know how.
I know how.
Praise God.
You're right.
So it lets me know that the battles are raging. Yeah, the devil's a pulling. He's a discouraging, trying to get you to be dismayed, trying to pull you in, suck you into this old world. But God is ever drawing. The Spirit of God is a drawing us closer, closer. How many know? How many knows we need to get closer to the Lord?
Oh,
holy Lord.
Yes.
He goes on casting down imaginations. Pulling down and casting down. It just seems like that Satan has a way of building things up around you, building it up, making it bigger than you. You can't handle it. It hovers over you. Whatever this thing is, it seems to control you. You're not really free. Whatever he is, the spirit of fear and doubt, the things of this world, it's there. It's there. It hovers. Casting down imaginations. Ain't it amazing how the human mind operates? We think.
Yeah.
The figments of our imagination can cause you to live a fantasy in a fantasy world.
Yeah.
I want to teach a little holiness here. It's a little sanctification. We live in a fantasy world where you dream of having and wishing that you had, and you pretend. You chase dreams of pleasure. You cannot tell me that what you see and what you hear does not affect you. Yes, it does.
Yeah.
God, sweet Holy Ghost, help me. The images you behold and see and what you hear will affect you.
Yeah.
They'll enter into your mind. They'll affect and get down into your spirit and in your heart. Desires are formed from what we see and what we hear and see others do. That's the reason God called us out of this world and sanctified us from it.
Yeah.
Satan owns the advertising world. Listen to me close right here. Listen to what the Holy Ghost is saying as I read it. Spirits ride in on the airways. Spirits of darkness. Evil has come. Evil has to have a portal and a conduit to flow through, to influence, and to capture your mind.
Yes.
Y'all still with me?
Yes.
I want to teach you this morning how to have power and how to have victory. Praise God. This world is full of feelings. Watch people. Watch how they act. It's full of feelings. People express their feelings through how they live, how they act, and what they say. Satan uses the unregenerated. He uses the sinners in this fallen world to influence through them the fermented yeast in a batch of dough that causes all of the rest of it to rise. Leaven is a picture of sin. It's the inbred sin nature of our mortal flesh. And when we are exposed and around things of this world that is not clean and wholesome and holy, it influences us until it defiles us in our mind. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, God.
Watch out what you watch.
Files of mind.
Be careful what you entertain.
That's right.
Sister Bart Corn said she went over there and she babysitted
her grandson.
She said he was back here in the back and said his mom said, I got over all over his mom, said, you buy him those games, nothing but fighting and dragons and shooting and killing. Said he's in there for an hour or two and said he come out. Bart Corns was sensitive, Brother Jason.
Yeah.
She was sensitive in the Holy Ghost. She said he came out of there and said he had a spirit of anger on him and said he was a complete different boy.
Yeah.
And said, son, you need to get away from them games and a shooting and a tearing up. Come on, I know where I know. Yes, I know.
Yes.
What you watch and you entertain, you're picking up other people's feelings and their desires, and they create these things. Satan is the author of it.
Author of confusion. You're right.
He's the author of it. David of old said, I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes.
Right.
I'll walk before God in my house holy.
Right.
People have let these spirits in. They come in on the airways.
Yeah.
What they hear and what they see. And no wonder their kids get on drugs. No wonder they're on alcohol. No wonder Jimmy comes in and he's got an earring in his nose and got a tattoo on his shoulder. No wonder. What are you feeding them? What are you setting before them? You cannot play with this world and not get its spirit.
Come on now. Glory to God.
Amen.
Robert coming.
Yes.
Yes. Satan uses this evil world and its sinners to entice, to create in you the feelings that are bad and wrong. He's out, don't you see it, to draw you away from God and what's holy. This is the reason that we need a holiness church. This is the reason God called and put in a holiness pastor. This is the reason that we need sanctification and holiness teaching and preaching. The only way that you can get and keep victory in this hour, you have to pull down these strongholds and cast down the imaginations. The only way that you can do it, you got to pray and read your Bible every day and be dedicated to the Word of God. Hallelujah. You have to put that word in your heart and in your mind. Hallelujah. It'll drive out negative things. I said the word of God in prayer will drive out negative things. It'll fill you with love and the peace of God. There will be a release from tormenting thoughts. Satan has to have something to build on. Don't give him the tools and the material to do it with.
Amen.
Amen. Evil has to have a portal and a conduit to come to you.
Yeah, it does.
Once, and once Satan threw his images and his sounds and his pictures and his music enters your mind, he will captivate your thinking and he'll build his air castles of pleasures in your mind that'll get down in your heart and defile you. And those imaginations will become strongholds. The devil's unclean playing field will be in your mind.
Okay.
The devil's playground.
Yeah.
I don't want him in it.
No.
No.
Get your swing sets out, Satan. I'll not have you swinging in my house.
Come on.
Get your teeter-totter up and down. Get it out.
Yeah.
Holy God. Holy, holy,
yeah.
Holy, holy, holy.
Obey the Lord. Helping you.
I want to tell you something. When Jesus' blood touched you and when he saved you and he sanctified you, he put something on the inside. Listen, that night at that altar when I gave my heart to God, God done a house cleaning on me. You know what he did? The sweet Holy Ghost came down and he ripped off all the wall, the pictures on the walls of my heart out.
Yes.
Because I asked him to do it. I said, I've had my share of the drugs, I've had my share of the alcohol and the bars and the places of this world, and I'm
yes.
through with it. I don't want no more of it.
Amen.
And Jesus, I'm telling you, came in and walked up the corridors of my heart, and he took Satan's furniture out. He took Satan's recliner out. He took the couch out. He took the pictures on the walls off of my heart and cast them out. Thank you, Jesus. Listen. People wonder why they battle, why I'm in this warfare. I feel like I'm saved sometimes. I feel like I'm lost. What are you doing? What are you entertaining?
Right.
1994. How many years ago is that? 26 years ago? I had a TV in my house. I'd get up to preach, no one on him. I'd get up to teach and I could feel God, but no breakthrough. I said, I like this television, you know, I'll watch it. I like to keep up with the news, National Geographic, the TLC channel, the Discovery channel. I did not realize that when I would watch that news, something was getting a hold of me. Oh, Lord. And I was finding myself thinking things that I should not think. And attitudes were sweeping over me. And desires was a pulling me. I could find a spirit of anger getting on me at times. Oh, yes, I was. I pulled Mary aside. I said, baby, I can't even pray anymore. When I kneel down at the bed to get a hold of God and to get a blessing, to get the anointing, I can't even get a message anymore. That TV has got to go. And she said, I knew it for a long time, but I was waiting on you to give it up. I'm telling you, the devil, we're up against principalities and powers of the air and the wicked spirits in high places, and they're coming into people's homes and they're defiling their mind and they're taking away the mind of Christ and they don't think holy anymore. If you want a closer walk with God, you'll have to be willing and say, Lord, if that's a bothering me and if it's a pulling me away from you, I'll be willing to give it up. I pull the plug out of the wall and I got rid of the TV. When I mounted into the pulpit, there was anointing from the glory world that came down. I got victory over it. I said, I got victory over the devil. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bless you, Lord.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. Praise the Lord.
People's entertainments are polluting them.
Yes.
They're taking away the mind of Christ. The conscience becomes worldly and defiled by your fellowship with those things. Don't tell me it won't happen. People sit with their children in front of a TV and take in filthy, revealing movies. Advertising of lustful flesh and adultery and fornication and violence and bad language, and they wonder why there's anger and rebellion in their home and why their children get tattoos and body piercings, turn out on drugs and alcohol, become victims of sexual sins and perversions. Glory to God. They wonder why their children hate themselves and have such low self-esteem, and why they commit suicide. Come on, friend. I hope you love me after this morning, but I'm telling you there's something to get you ready for Jesus' return. You'll know within your heart, you won't have to doubt it.
Right. Oh, God.
Satan has infiltrated our society. He's come through the media. He's taken minds, people's minds hostage. Yea, even many of God's people. Spirits have entered millions of homes and they've become his playhouse. Yes, you are manipulated. You better believe you are. You are influenced by what you see, hear, and take in. You'll think and do just like the world does.
Yes.
Do you know? Do you really know? Do you understand the power of media, TVs, movies, iPhones, smartphones, and computers? It's a portal. Be careful.
Yes.
It's time to do a house cleaning if you want Jesus and the Holy Spirit, God's divine presence in your home. If you want peace in your heart and home, there must be a pulling down of strongholds, Satan's strongholds in your mind. Come on, children. You've got to win back your mind. Get it back. Get your wholesome mind back. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. Hallelujah. My wife and I both, Brother Scotty, we have a sanctified home. She told me last night, she tells me all the time, she said, I feel peace here.
Yes.
Thank God.
She said, it's so quiet here. She said, there's a peace in our home. I said, yes, baby doll. There he is. We don't let the devil, any spirits of darkness, they're not allowed in our home.
Right.
We have peace there. There ain't no fighting. There ain't no quarreling. Yeah. No evil spirits to cause us to lust or to desire bad or wrong things. The atmosphere is holy. Give the Lord a wave offering.
Yes.
Praise God.
Thank God for
the atmosphere. You create your own atmosphere, children.
Yes.
And don't tell me Jesus was sitting with you on the couch and beside of you in a chair. And you watch nakedness. And you entertain adultery and the flaunting of evil lustful flesh and filthy language. You don't you dare tell the Holy Ghost that you can take all of that in, and the cursing and the anger and the shooting and the fighting, the bloodshed.
Come on, with
the adultery. That it won't affect you. Yes, it does. And Jesus will not abide in your home.
Come on. Fix your heart.
These things can. I feel the Lord right here. Settlement. Raise your hand. Heavenly Father, God, we come to a time right now, Lord, we realize you're coming. You're coming very, very, very soon, Jesus. We realize that. We see it. Lord, I pray this morning for us all, me included, would you show us, speak to our hearts right now.
Show us, Lord.
Let us know what we need to do to pull down these strongholds that have built up. To cast these imaginations down that gets our mind away from God, away from holy things. Lord, would you sanctify us? Sanctify spirit, soul, mind, and body. The Holy Ghost is in this temple, Jesus. Please, I want him pleased. I want him pleased.
Yes.
Glory to God. Cut the devil's access off.
Cut him off.
Let me finish with this. I want to stop right here and say right here, if you're not genuinely saved and born again in your spirit and Christ does not live in your heart to lead you and guide you, you don't stand a chance in this hour. If you're not faithful in loving and serving the Lord with all of your heart, you will be sucked in with the ungodly. In this final hour, God will own you, or Satan will be your master, and the battle is on. You're sitting here and you're listening to me. I'm preaching to my own self. The battle is on. Who's going to rule you and own you? It will be either God or the devil, and you don't have much time to make up your mind. Without the Spirit of God, we're none of His. What you're seeing is this world is being shaken, and God is getting His number. A spiritual sifting is now going on. Troubles, plagues, and disasters will only drive God's true people closer to Him. They'll draw nearer to the Lord. They won't drift and be on the outskirts. The Lord is already, even now, beginning to separate the wheat from the chaff. Are you listening? Right now, God isn't dealing with souls. He's dealing not with the sinners only. He's dealing with His children. Separating the wheat from the chaff. He's separating the true from the false. The true committed will draw near and stand. They'll be ready to go back with the Lord. Oh God, the half-hearted won't make it. The hypocrite and the lukewarm flesh pleasers will fall by the wayside. And they'll be left behind. They'll have no Holy Ghost to hold them, to keep them.
Come on, brother.
And to change them. John. God. Oh, God. Now's the time to check ourselves. Are we in the Lord fully? Are we in the faith? Does the Holy Ghost witness in our heart?
Come on.
That we belong to the Lord?
Yes.
Does He lead me? Do we know that we have His presence and feeling? We have Him and feeling in our life. Is holiness and righteousness our passion? Do we really hate sin and the appearance of evil? Does it bother us? Do we within a heart cry we want to get away from it and shun it? Or are we at home in this world with its pleasures and entertainments? Is it our heart's desire to pray and read our Bibles and to love the house of God? To love the place of worship? Do we really love the assembling together of the saints?
Yes.
Do we love to be where the praises of God and the worship is? It's time to do an inventory. It's time to check and see where we're living at. God is a slipping a set of scales under people right now, and He's a weighing them in their hearts. Nations are being weighed. Brother Jason, families are being weighed. Individuals are being placed in the scales, and God's eyes are examining them. The question being asked this morning: who is sold out to the Lord? Who is on the Lord's side? Who really belongs to Him? Who is going to stand in the days ahead and be counted worthy? Only the Holy Ghost will be your shield and protector in this hour.
Amen.
Make sure that you have Him, and you better do it quickly. You must get in all the way, all the way. How many can say, I want to be counted worthy to stand before the Lord, Brother Tommy, blameless and without fault?
Oh, yes.
Would you come to the piano, sweetheart?
Oh.
I want to make it. I want to make it. Amen. Would you stand here this morning, honest? Brother Jason, I didn't teach this in anger, and I didn't teach it.
Very good job.
To hurt. I didn't teach it to hurt anybody's feelings.
No.
Good preacher, bro.
I honestly didn't. God knows my heart. I love everybody here. I love all of our church, even those that don't come for whatever reason. I love all of you. But there's a fear down inside of my heart.
Yes.
That when the trumpet blows, the Holy Ghost ain't going to be in a lot of people. He's leaked out. Not there. Holy Ghost don't flow like He used to.
Come on, for a time.
Stammering lips, speaking in other tongues as the Spirit gives utterance. That desire, that longing, that warming in the heart for the Lord, it's just not there.
Just
not
there.
Oh God. As she plays and begins to sing, let's find a place right now and be honest before the Lord and say, God,
oh God, God.
Would you put that word and that message in my heart this morning?
Oh, God.
I must be ready. Come on, we're in a battle. We're going to have to pull some things down. We're going to have to cast some things down. The only way that you can see God high, lifted up and on a holy throne, you're going to have to cast the things down that are before you, between you and God. Pull them down. It's time to pull them down. I want a clear view of heaven. I said, I want to see the Lord. I am lifted up. Come on, sweet Jesus. Touch my heart.
Just one life to live on earth, and it swiftly passing by. From the moment of our birth till the time has come to die, God has given us this choice to decide our destiny. Bible, we are told of the day that's Thank you.